Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's our nursing home show, and it's on Wednesday night. We actually have our co-host with us right at the beginning. If you had a little bit delay in the show for any reason, you could call us and tell us now. It's 213-816-1650. That's our call-in number for the evening, as well as you can call and tell us about any kind of delay of the show. But so far it looks like it's been doing okay. Anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about how people are with the money, right? Correct, Frank? We were talking about money tonight? I can't hear him. Oh, this is terrible. All right, so we're going to continue for the moment. I don't know why I can't hear him and he can't hear me. But let me bring in Anthony and see if he could hear us, okay? I just want to see if I get a different phone line that could hear us. Okay, hold on.
Hi, Suzanne. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear with no problem.
Oh, okay, so maybe it's just Frank's line. All right, hang on, I'm going to put you back on hold and try Frank again. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Frank, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Once I muted you and put you back, we could hear each other. Now my voice is going. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. Frank, can you take it a second so I could take something to drink? Thank you. Whoa, my voice is a little hoarse this evening. But hopefully we can make it throughout the show. All right. They take our money. I'm going to describe a few conditions, and we'll see what people think. They take our money. They assault us. And they leave us there to just rot. Okay, what am I describing? I am describing the stay in a nursing home. I was in a nursing home for a short period of time, thankfully. I had to really file these complaints with outside people because I couldn't just say it right in the nursing home. I was really afraid that something was going to happen to me. And I did, you know, tell a few people who were on the outside, and my husband being one of them, and I had gone from one worse area in the nursing home to another worse, even worse area. And I thought that the conditions could never get any worse than they were, but they were. They were much worse. So I tried to bear what was going on, but, oh, my God, when they told me, oh, we better get some psychological counseling for you because you're going to be, you know, getting, you know, you're going to be suicidal. I'm like, I'm not suicidal. I just want to get the heck out of here, you know. And I wasn't suicidal. I just wanted to get out of there. All I said was in the middle of the day, they weren't washing me at all for 2 weeks, and that was terrible. I said calmly, I said, somebody died right here in the middle of, in front of you. You wouldn't take care of them. That's all I said. But me saying something like that was like saying, you know, something, oh, I was going to die. I wanted to die. No, I just said if somebody passed away right in front of you, you wouldn't care. That's all I said. And it was true because they were very neglectful, very much so. And that's what I was meaning, that if somebody passed away right in front of them, they wouldn't care. And that's how I felt, truthfully. I felt that they were just very negligent, very, very negligent. And I felt horrible saying that, but I really meant it.
You were in a place that promotes suicide.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
And then they don't want you to feel that way.
Exactly. No, they didn't want me to say the truth. Yeah, I was. They didn't want me to tell the truth. That's what it was. It was very much the truth. And it hurt to feel the truth. That's what it was. and I told the truth, and they didn't like it. It was all because of a remote on the TV I needed batteries for. Should have asked my husband to just bring them in, but I didn't. I asked the staff to get the batteries, and the guy, when I was in that nursing home before, knew me and bought me a whole new TV. And they got all angry that, because he knew me from before, liked me as a patient, and bought me a new TV. He said, why did you get a new TV when we have people waiting for TVs? I said, excuse me, what do you mean new TV? I had no clue I even got a new TV. I said, I didn't jump anybody or do anything special. The gentleman did it for me. He might have saw something wrong with my TV. What are you saying that I'm getting a new TV? I didn't even know that I got a new TV. All I know is that it was, you know, delivered into my room, and I was in physical therapy. What do you want me to do? I had no clue I was in physical therapy. They even got a new TV, or he gave it to me. You know, I said, please take it out to the gentleman who did it. I don't want to be jumping in front of everybody. Because he liked me as a patient the last time, and he thought I was a nice person. He put in a new TV. What do you want me to say? I'll take it out if you want me to say that. That's what I told him. I'm like, holy cow, they're so sensitive. You know, I never thought anybody to be so sensitive, you know. But they were.
Well, there's a lot of contradictions in these places. One of the biggest ones is rehabilitation.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Why do they rehabilitate someone only to send them into a nursing home?
That's right.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Why do you need rehab to go and lay in a bed in a nursing home and be neglected?
That's so true.
So they're making money on every level. They make money on the rehab. They make money on the person going to the nursing home, laying in the bed. They've made money on the hospital. There's three different money-making
areas.
Right there.
Yeah,
it would make more sense if they rehabilitated the person and sent them home.
That's right.
To try to get back out into the community. That would make more sense. But now you gotta deal with these programs that come out of the independent living. And that's contradictory too.
Yep.
Because they're set up so that people have to admit that they're qualified for a nursing home.
Yeah.
Now, in my mind, that should be the opposite way around.
It should be, yeah.
I don't want to go to a nursing home.
That's right.
You know? So there's another area of contradiction that makes money. Now, I don't know how they set this thing up, but I can imagine that if the independent living centers didn't agree to administer these programs, they probably couldn't exist.
Oh, I agree with that totally.
You know, they probably would take away their funding and their license.
Mm-hmm. So true.
So
very much so.
That's not making any sense.
No.
It's another contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking with one of our good friends today, Olga Murray, who's one of the town officials of Islip.
Right.
And she totally agrees that the money could be better spent.
Oh, yeah.
Just going into these horrible places, these nursing homes.
Oh yeah.
You know, the last figure, $196 billion.
Right. Mhm.
I mean, what a waste of money.
Right.
And people can't get a job in a nursing home.
Oh, we found that with one of our advocates. She got a job while she was in the nursing home. They wanted to take some of her Social Security away, which is actually a positive thing while she's living in the nursing home. That means she, they can't.
Yeah, and
the
nursing home is taking most of her Social Security anyway.
That's right. Yeah.
So how would
Which
that
is
work
a positive
out?
Thing.
In other words, so the nursing home wouldn't want her to work because
that's right.
If they're going to take away, garnish her Social Security, that means the nursing home is going to get less money.
That's right.
So there you have that situation.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many contradictions here and so many ridiculous policies going
mm-hmm.
on that the best thing to do is turn these places into accessible housing. That would help
right.
everybody.
It sure will.
That's why we've come up with that, with this solution.
What we said, yeah. Yeah. Because
I've never heard a better solution
than that, yeah.
You know, now, how are the agencies or the government going to disagree with this solution?
I doubt
they're not
going to
look very good.
That's right. But I
what are they
going to
say? Disabled people shouldn't have accessible housing? We don't need more accessible housing? Everybody
mm-hmm.
knows we do.
Yep.
You hear it all the time.
Yeah.
And what are they going to say? That people in nursing homes shouldn't work, have a little job,
that
pay taxes,
funny.
Have a life?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe have a life. They would say no to that.
It's horrendous the way they've set this thing up to humiliate people, to hurt them physically.
Mm-hmm.
All the assaults that go on in these places that the public doesn't hear about.
I saw what happened to my mom. The woman pushed her. She pushed her. And then she went on to say, I'm not going to stand here and have somebody push me. I said to her, you know how old she is? She's your mother's age. This is what I said. And do you know she has a lot going on in her brain she can't control? This is what I said. And I said, and you have the nerve to push her? I said, she doesn't know what she's doing in her brain, okay? That's why she's pushing you. She doesn't understand. I said, you don't do that to people. She shut up very quickly, very quickly.
Yeah, the
I said,
story
don't
of
touch
the
my
woman
mother.
Who, that I got from a friend of ours who
mm-hmm.
Works inside the nursing homes. The
yeah.
story of a woman who got pregnant because
yeah,
she was
that.
Neglected and not watched
yeah.
and taken care of. You know? And there's so many stories that we haven't even heard yet.
Yeah.
Anybody out there, you know, you can remain anonymous. Call
yeah.
in with them. Let us know.
The one that
you
actually,
have a relative, or you work in a nursing home, or you visit, or you're a volunteer.
Right.
You see
give
anything that's not right?
Give it to us.
We'd like to know about it.
Yes.
And not
We're
to hurt
be lagging
people
them.
Either.
Mm-hmm. No.
To liberate them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. We're putting it right on our petition. That petition I want
yeah.
it to be bulky and heavy, so that they can't refuse it. That's what I want.
Yeah, change.org. Go sign the petition. And,
yeah, sign it. And then say why you signed it. Yep.
Help us
so
get a million names.
Yeah. I want it. I want it to be so heavy that they can't refuse it.
We're brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue.
Yeah.
Nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them. Big East, a key to rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and my buddy Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York.
Mm.
You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info? Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186.
Mm.
All right, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Ollie Campbell, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, little baby royalty, little Tommy, to name a few. go an extra mile for a child. All right. And what about all the children?
Yeah.
Whose grandmas are in nursing homes?
Yeah, mine was.
Don't they deserve a grandma?
Mm-hmm.
See, there's so many ways to look at this that have never been
looked at,
analyzed before.
They don't deserve their grandma to be incarcerated. No, they don't.
Somebody's grandma in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandson, granddaughter never gets to see them. All because the government doesn't spend the money in the right way. All right, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And their number is 631-880-7929. You can get some information on advocacy. And, they got a support group. They got information on legislation. You might be able to get some info on that on the thing with the governor about the home health aides.
Mm.
I don't know what happened to that bill, but
yeah,
I do know that they're not allowing the home health aides into the nursing homes.
Mm, which is the same.
There's another contradiction.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they want to help people,
yeah,
why are they stopping the home health aides from coming in to help these people?
That's right.
Now, why? Let's follow this one. Why do you rehabilitate someone, help them to walk, help them to get up and about, okay, and then send them to a bed and not get the home health aide in there to get them up
Day. That's right. Mm-hmm.
They only do it for the money. Don't give a damn about the person.
You know what they do? This is what they do. They get them up once a day, okay, and they walk them in the hallway or twice a day. That's it.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Some people probably never don't even get that.
Right, some people don't. If they need two people to lift them, you don't get it. That's right.
Yeah.
Mhm.
So, you know, there's a contradiction there.
Yeah. Yes.
Inner Sight, you want to take a call? We have a caller.
Hang on. We have Anthony. Yep. We have Anthony wanting to talk. Okay, here he is.
From Brooklyn, one of our regulars.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Hi, Suzanne, how are you?
Good. Great,
how's everything? That's
good.
So here's what's on my mind tonight. You know, the reason why they give these people these services, Frank and Suzanne, is not because they care, but just because it's part of what they promised in the nursing home. So everybody has to get it, you know, so that they can, you know, continue to have an excuse to make all the money that they make, you know, because they have to claim to or make it look like they're doing something to impact these people's lives.
True.
Because, you're not getting any better by just laying in the bed. And, I mean, like I've always said, and like everyone who gets home care says, you know, you can get a hospital bed at home and lay there and have a home health aide, and they'll wash you in the bed, and, you know, they'll give you something to eat and help you get dressed and do everything you need. There's no advantage. You know, there's no advantage. I've heard in the nursing homes that when people get seen by the doctors, you know, pretty much all they do is re-prescribe the same medication over and over, and, you know, they don't really give you the kind of care that you would get from outside doctors. Now, I don't want to think that it's because, you know, they don't care or because they figure the people are going to die and things like that. They're supposed to be knowledgeable. I don't think it's something they rush through because they go from patient to patient. Maybe, you know, there isn't much they can do for people. But, you know, I mean, it's typical of them. Look at what they're doing, you know, making a big deal because you got a TV before everybody else. Okay, so, you know, so whoop-de-doo. So, you know, you wanted to, you know, watch an episode of The Honeymooners, and you know, you couldn't bear without having a TV. And, I mean, I understand, how, you know, where somebody might think that way, but who cares? You need
right.
some sort of stimulation and some sort of
mm-hmm.
entertainment, you know, and
right.
you have to be considerate that someone's elderly. You know, I would be thankful for them and happy, and, you know,
yeah.
I would just not say anything.
If somebody
if they,
came up to me,
mm-hmm.
right, if somebody came up to me and said there's a waiting list for the batteries calmly and said, you know, I don't think you knew about it, but we have to take the battery or whatever, the TV away from you calmly. I say, oh, okay, I didn't know about that. I'm sorry. You could take it. That would have been the end of it. You know, I don't like to jump ahead of people. That wasn't my goal. All I wanted was damn battery for the damn remote.
mm-hmm.
You know, and they could have at least said, no, keep the stuff, but I just want to let you know you have to go through the front desk. Well, when I went to the front desk for, on the floor, they said I had to go through the front desk, which is where the people write in, you know, and write clearly where you walk in, you know, the main desk they're talking about. Like when you say your name and I'm going to visit so-and-so, you have to go over there and write down. So I did. The guy happened to come in at the right time, the one who's the maintenance person. So that's when he heard it. And the guy there, the security guy, says, ah, oh, give my friend a good TV. You know, it was all shaped up while I was sitting there. I'm like, no, 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 no. Just give me the remote, please. I exited there. The two of them continued talking. And I guess they decided it should be a good TV. So that's what happened, you know. But it wasn't any, part of any of my conversation. I didn't ask him for a good TV. I just asked him for a remote. And that's what I told the BITCH, excuse me. That's what I told the woman at the desk, at the floor desk. You know,
you
I said,
know, you know what I... Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead.
You said, listen, you know, he gave it to you. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
But I'm just in mid-thought here. You know, with all the problems they have going on in these nursing homes, I mean, give me a break, you know,
mm-hmm.
get a wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's worried about, you know,
yeah,
that he gave you a TV and a remote control. I mean, what if you couldn't get out of the bed to, you know, get a remote control or a TV? I mean,
mm-hmm.
they just worry about nonsense, Suzanne. You know, they have nothing better to do with their time. They have nothing going on in their mind, you know, all the neglected people laying in their waste and, you know, in dirty clothes that haven't been fed or washed or you know, changed, and they have the nerve to open their mouth about something
mm-hmm.
like that. And that's exactly what they do, Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you express discontent about being in a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
they want to call the ambulance and run you to the hospital because they have in their mind, you know, convinced and, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be the rest of your life. So you have to get used to that, and you have to accept
mm-hmm.
that, and you have to expect that. So, you know, you have to settle in, and they're going to counsel you in that frame of mind and tell you,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is the way it is, and to try to settle you down. But, you know, what happens? That's okay. What happens with you know, people like Maureen and Mary, who you know won't tolerate it, or like that other lady, and then everything changes. There's no longer the psychological. I'm sorry. You know, there's no longer the psychological evaluation. Now it's oh my God. You know, get her out of the nursing home because she's exposing us and she's telling the truth about what it is to be here and she's not tolerating it and she's not accepting it and she's not this and she's not that. But, I mean, I really wonder, beside this, you know, ombudsman and the state hotline that we all know about, who can you call to make complaints about a nursing home? I know you can call a lawyer if you want to get out and things like that, and they'll, you know, grieve their way out of, you know, getting out of a nursing home. But who else can you call? You mentioned outside agencies.
Yeah, you can. But they're not as effective as you think they are, in a sense. That's the problem that we've encountered, that if you call independent living, you're on a list, on all these lists. Three to four agencies run out of independent living, that if you want to get certain things rolling, there's certain lists that you can get on to get out of, you know, the particular independent living programs. There's like three actual programs that come out of independent living. And Frank was just talking about, why does it need to be? Because of these programs, everybody's still waiting on the lists. And they're horrible. They don't do anything for anybody. One is called Open Doors. I'll say it right here. The other is called, Frank, what were the other ones aside from Open Doors that we had problems
well,
with?
Well, you can call. You can. I think more people should call.
Yeah. Oh, traumatic brain injury. Yeah.
And report what's going on in these nursing homes. Yeah, there's the head injury program.
Yeah.
Transitional, open
right.
doors,
yeah,
big slam in your face.
That's the truth.
Money follows the person. Yeah, where
person,
is it?
That's it. Where is it? Yeah.
What money?
And then there's definitely the transition program. That one's the worst, I think. It says nursing
home. Yeah, because
home
they're all administered by the state, and that's where the final.
Yeah,
decision comes from.
Right.
So
now, while you're waiting for one of these programs, if something happens, they're not going to protect you from going into a nursing home.
Yeah,
they wouldn't
don't
be
really
allowed
get,
to.
Yeah, they don't really get involved in it that much. But, Suzanne, if a person really pushes, you know, and complains about the quality of care in a nursing home, I know that you can be transferred to another one, and then, you know, there's the state one and all that. I mean,
you don't want to do that.
No. I know. But I'm getting to a question. And
okay.
I guess, you know, they would put you in a state one if no other nursing home, says that they could deal with you because you're complaining too much. So, I mean,
or a psych place, the next one.
Yeah, they'll try to say that you have psychiatric problems and you are not adhering to, you know, being in a nursing home and you're not tolerating it. So basically, they're going to write it off as a mental illness to try to get you to stay there the rest of your life until you die so they can continue making money off of you. And because they figure that you're disabled and maybe, you know, you have no family and no one, you know, to care for you. So that's what happens. But how long, you know, would you say, I mean, I guess it's on a case-by-case basis, but how long would you have to agitate these people? Like, would they put up with someone, you know, constantly badgering them about not wanting to live in a facility before they
it's
start to say, okay.
Case. It really
yeah.
is case-by-case.
I guess, and you think that it, you know, it doesn't really matter, like, you know, if they're looking at it as, oh, okay, let's see if she'll settle in and get over it, or it just depends how much you push their buttons.
You said the latter. It depends on how much you push their buttons. Because when I was there, they were already selling me off to the mentality. So, I mean, they were, just because I wanted to get a bath. That was crazy.
Well, let me interject something here because it's very appropriate. We have a very good friend who is an attorney, and for many, many years I worked with her to get people out of mental institutions, and she was the head lawyer of MHIS, the Mental Health Information. So we still have contact with her. Anybody who's in that position, call us. I can't speak for her, but I can tell you one thing. I can get her advice.
Yeah.
So,
but I really,
you know, We offer that to people. Call us.
Yeah.
We'll do our best to find out what your rights are.
Yeah.
But I really wonder if, you know, you feel, Frank, that because of a person's disability, they're going to try to take advantage of a person in a nursing home and chalk everything up to, you know, being a mental disability because the person, you know, is physically disabled. They're going to blame it on brain development and them acting out and not, you know, behaving appropriately according to their situation. I mean, is it easier to get them into a mental facility because, you know, of their, you
They'd
know,
have to prove it in court.
Yes, they would.
But
yeah.
Do you
They
do
have
you
no
think
way of
the,
that.
Yeah.
But
and
like
you don't think that just because a person is disabled, they're going to be more lenient on, you know, agreeing with the nursing home side because they figure that you're disabled and, well, you know, you have to live there forever anyway, so that's the way it's going to be kind of thing.
Most of the time, I've found in my years and experience, the psychiatric courts will side with the patient. That's all I can tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's a positive sign, and I think that if anyone ever has any problem like that, they should definitely give Inside a call. Don't call these other organizations. They don't care like we do. They're not going to do anything. They just take your call for 2 minutes and then they move on. We are a beautiful organization full of caring people who empathize and sympathize and understand and work hard on your behalf. And if you, you know, want to get to the bottom of things and cut through the red tape and the nonsense, forget about these inaccessible 2x4 doors and, you know, these doors that will always swing but never open, you know, all the way and all the complication behind it. Call in a site and, you know, I mean, 99% of the time we'll do something for you or at least try. You know, I mean, I have no faith in these other organizations. I don't deal with any of them for anything.
No, because they're not doing anything.
Yeah,
what do
they
do
they
for people in nursing homes?
Frank, they're just
bring them a box
to,
of candy once a year, if that.
Yes, for Valentine's Day.
What the hell do they do?
And candy canes on Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, when you're dependent on them to help you get out of bed, then, you know, of course you spend the holidays alone in your bed in a cold room laying on dirty sheets because we all know that they're not going to come and get you out of bed and, you know, take you to the recreation room and give you something to eat and all that because they're going to say that they're short-staffed and, then, you know, nursing home workers are home with their families and enjoying their lives and they really don't care what kind of quality of care you get. They're there in the meetings to talk nonsense because they get paid and they, you know, have to act like they care and you can't be too out of touch and they all, you know, talk between them on how to, you know, fool the state and get by with what they do and continue the nonsense. And the rest of it is really all about, you know, marketing and money and how to make more and how to, you know, grow
Whoever
their...
Whoever puts on the best act gets the higher raise.
Yeah, that's all it is. And, you know, the smartest person who knows how to you know, pile up the money in the bank account gets the highest position in the nursing home and gets the highest pay, and they love them, and they never want them to retire because, they have the whole world in their hand, and that's all it's about, you know what I mean? And, you know, I mean, basically people who have, you know, cold hearts but are able to, you know, put on good fronts and make it look like they care are, you know, are treasured in the nursing home because, you know, they want those kind of people. Oh, hi, how are you? Oh, how's my mom? Oh, she's doing great. Oh, yes, she just ate. I'm getting ready to take her right now to the shower, and after that she's going to go have lunch with everybody else, and after that they're going to play Monopoly, and then they'll have some exercise, and, you know, they have the whole thing planned, you know. It's all a bunch of nonsense, and they know that you don't know anything about what's going on there when you're not there.
When you come to see your loved one, do not call first. Just go. That's what I've learned.
But they'll never tell you, you know, we can't have people coming here unexpectedly like this because it'll be too many people.
Why?
Will make, you know,
because
I figured they would make.
Because if your loved one, they've prepped your loved one and made them look fancy and smell nice, how are you going to know? You're not going
to
know.
Oh, yeah, they have to prepare them. But then even when you catch them and they didn't know you were coming, they're still there until you can get them out. And that takes forever. And remember, Suzanne, that they're always going to make excuses about being short-staffed and try to cover it up and ask you to excuse them. And then when, you know, you really push, you know, and insist that you want them out, the problem is they're going to make every excuse that they want money and all that, you know, in their heads. So, I mean, how easy is it really going to be, you know, for you to be able to get their doctor and whoever has to sign off on your family member's discharge to do so easily? You know what I mean? We were able to do that because we all have big mouths on this show. And, you know, Maureen started talking about a lot more than the Italian sausage. And, you know, the other lady was talking about how she fell off the bed because she couldn't get her soda and how they were trying to take her home. And, you know, so they started saying, you know, clouds in her coffee.
Me, I started talking about my shower.
So they said, you know what, if she wants a shower a day, you know, to help keep the odor away, then let her go home because we ain't dealing with it. And that's, you know, what it's all about with them, because nursing homes are very sheltered in, you know, environments, and they're not used to having any media there. Nobody ever knows what's going on. So
nursing homes
are
afraid of inner sight.
Exactly. Yeah. How dare you have the nerve to come in, you know, there and start talking about their facility on a show that goes all over the world with, you know, with thousands of people listening in every country there is. Do you know what that could do to their facility? They are not going to have you there. You are going to be out of there.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get one of them shut down.
Oh, I'd love it.
Exactly. Exactly. All it took, remember, I think it was in Florida that they said the air conditioning broke down, and they claimed that they tried to reach out to the governor's office and couldn't get anybody to answer any help and this and that, and the nursing home got shut down 1, 2, 3. All it takes is one good push, and then they go bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know.
That sounds
nice. the nursing home workers would hate us because, you know, I don't necessarily.
Yeah, well, just stick them in another place.
Exactly. Yeah. But remember, Frank, that some places are a little tougher as far as, you know, where what kind of care they demand for the patients or how many they have, you know what I mean? It all depends about how many voices they're going to hear, I need help, I need help, I need help, and they don't want to deal with it, you know. They're all, like, you know, close-knit, and they all stick together with each other, and they all know how to, you know, get by and you know, sneak somewhere and hide and not do their work and, you know, goof off in a break room somewhere until the end of their shifts. But remember, nobody wants to go to another nursing home necessarily because they want, you know, one that's close to their house and they don't want to travel and things like that, and then they're afraid of their reputation. Oh, what if they're not going to hire us in another place? Nobody wants to deal with it, and especially they would hate it to come from a disabled person because nobody expects us to have, you know, open mouths and be outspoken. They expect us to be, you know, quiet and humble and just expect to care and be cooperative and, you know, be a good patient. You know, as the home care agencies would call us, a good client, you know. You just live with your circumstances and that's it. You know, nobody wants anybody, you know, on computers, you know, writing petitions and, you know, contacting elected officials or writing letters or anything like that. That's why I never was a nice boy either. In a lot of people's eyes, but that's okay. I didn't need a pat on my back or a tap on my head, and I've been fine all my life. And you know, sometimes you have to be outspoken and you have to, you know, tell things the way they are in order to see things change. Otherwise, things will always be the same way they have been and always will be. You know.
I want to appeal to some of the rebels with money who maybe listen to this show or are listening. Donate to Inner Sight to help us reach our goal, and that goal is to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. We all know that nursing homes have contributed to the death of people. We all know that. And it goes on every day, daily. You don't hear about it because it doesn't get publicized the way it should. Unless we get a hold of it, then it's going to get publicized.
Yes, it is.
But I appeal to those who have exorbitant funds, don't know what to do with your money, or you want to do something different, something new. Help us fulfill our goal to reveal what's going on and especially how all this money is being wasted and at a time when people need help.
That's right.
And that money could be there to help people. Not only the disabled, but a lot of other people.
That's true.
So we appeal to you. Go to our PayPal, innersight.info. You can make a donation through the PayPal.
Yes, you can.
You don't have to put your name. You can remain anonymous if you want to.
Yep.
Or, you know, you can go the other way. You can go public. It's up to the person.
Yep.
We need to find the right person who's going to reach out and say, hey, this is a great cause, and I want to be part of it. So thank you.
You could just say, pardon me, thank you. When you go to donate, just write, please keep it anonymous, or please, when you're writing it, you know, please, you know, just, you know, then publicize it, whatever you want to say on your check or whatever, or next to your check on the bottom, whatever it is, you could say, please keep it anonymous or public or whatever you want. Okay? Thank you.
All right. Inner Sight, Anthony, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Frank.
Oh, you got anything else?
No, thank you. That's about it.
All right, well, thank you so much for those observations, and we appreciate it.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure with Anthony.
Tomorrow night show. We got a title for tomorrow night. Is it we can't lead a normal life?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. Yep, that's right.
All right. That's for tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. Friday
is
the funnies.
Or what is normal? I think we wrote.
Yeah.
I don't know what we exactly wrote.
So that's tomorrow night. And Friday we'll have some fun around here. We'll have Jimmy Dinigan will be here, and Louie will be here.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll get a little Abbott and Costello.
Ah, I like that. I'll get you some.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Inner Sight, by the way. Yeah. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And Ryan, if you're listening, Ryan Williams, if you're listening to the show, I sent you an email, and I sent you the phone number. So I haven't heard from you. I hope all is well, and looking forward to talking with you. I couldn't open your email with the attachment, so I don't know what the language of the agreement is that you want to get between us, but I would like to know. So thank you. All right, Inner Sight Nursing Home Program, and you know, there are so many people, and we've said this before, but it's worth repeating, so many people living with the threat and the fear of being put into a nursing home. I wonder how many people daily go through the day who are disabled and say to themselves, how am I going to stay out of the nursing home?
Yeah.
You know, when I get older or when something goes wrong that qualifies me for the nursing home. You know, just because qualifies somebody for the nursing home doesn't mean that they belong there.
That's right.
Why can't they be in their own home and get the the same help? Get better help. Help in their own home.
That's right.
Why shove them into a nursing home?
That's correct. They do that all the time.
So, yeah. So there's a thought, you know, and millions of people, I'll bet, go through that in their minds, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe their family wants to push them in there, or their family doesn't want them to, you know, family says I can't do it and all that You know, what am I going to do, you know?
Yeah.
So we're fighting to save those people and all the others, of course.
Yeah.
But that one segment who may be timid and afraid of the whole thing, you know, I'm thinking about those people.
Yeah.
Inner Sight wants to protect those people. And that's why we believe the nursing home should be turned into accessible housing.
That's right. I was telling Frank that we fought about that because, you know, with people being placed, you know, in nursing homes against their will, because it was just like it was, you know, I had a few people that I was just typing in, you know, on Twitter and trying to find out who I saw, and I had done our Twitter ID, and all of a sudden a whole bunch of lists of people's names came up on the screen, and I'm like, holy cow, we know all these people. It was because, you know, I had those people on my Twitter list, came from my contacts, Frank. I was like, all these people are eligible to be in a nursing home? That can't be. You know, but they
millions of people.
Yeah.
Millions of people.
Yeah.
You know? That's why if the places weren't there, they couldn't be put in.
That's right.
As Sherlock Holmes said, bread and deduction, my dear Watson. You know?
Yes.
I mean, it's common
sense. Just because they're older doesn't mean they qualify. That's my opinion.
No. Yeah. Even if they do qualify, that doesn't mean that that's where they should be.
That's correct.
You know? I mean, there are other ways to look at things. There are other people who can help. You know, there are other ways to spend the money
than
to keep people in a safer place.
Yeah.
The home is a safer place than a nursing home.
Yeah, I know. Yes, it is.
We ought to do a show on that.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we should.
Big difference, you know?
Yes, very much.
Number one, I'm thinking with all this stuff going on, you don't have constant traffic in your own home.
Right. Oh,
like
true.
You have in a nursing home, which means right away less germs.
That's right.
You know, you have better opportunity to keep the place clean.
Cleaner, yeah.
You know, you don't have to let people in that have come from hospitals, and you don't know what they have or what they picked up.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a whole slew of facts here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know what makes me mad? That these doctors that work in these nursing homes, they should know that.
Yeah.
They should know that a person's home is safer than a nursing home. And I'm sure they do know it, and they don't do a damn thing about it. Why aren't they doing something about it?
Yes, they should.
They want to keep the person safe,
yeah.
And they let them stay in a nursing home where they're neglected.
Yeah.
What the hell kind of a doctor is that?
That's
not a doctor, that's a jackass.
That's an irresponsible idiot.
I don't pull any punches with those people. I tell them.
Neither do I. Yeah.
I tell them straight out.
That's right.
Like I told that woman who was a volunteer with Marlene back up in Boston, and she didn't want to hear it. She walked out.
Oh, jeez.
I said, good riddance. Who needs you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell do we need her for?
She walked out. Yeah. Probably called the same thing to you when she left the room. that would have been really fun to catch on tape.
The doctors should be more responsible, you know?
That's right.
The doctors should be talking to the family, to the people saying, well,
exactly.
How can we get your loved one back home?
That's right.
You know, where she's safer, where he or she is safer. They should be doing something about that.
Yes, they should be.
You know, if they care about the person's health, they should be extending themselves and doing something about that. I really believe that.
They should be, yes.
Yeah.
They should come
and
up
so
to you and
so should
say,
the
how can we
social
help?
Workers, for that matter.
Yeah. They should just come up to you and say straight out, how can we help you? Simple. It's an easy question. You know? It shouldn't be that hard to ask the person,
to ask the question and then, you know,
actually
get the answer and say, oh, I can't do that. What the hell good is
that? It's stupid.
You know? Change your ways.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Inner sight,
I can't do that is not a good answer. Go ahead, Frank.
853.
Yeah.
At 213-816-1650. I'd love to hear from somebody in a nursing home. Or somebody with a loved one.
In a nursing home.
In a nursing home.
Yeah.
And we will be moving forward with this show. We haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
You know, we're waiting to hear from Tracy Garner with the book to see what kind of financing she's able to initiate.
Yeah.
You know, whatever we get, I'm gonna start using it to promote. You know, to let people know that these places have no place in our society.
That's
right. There's a better way to do it.
Our radio show is doing 1,000. I don't have the figure right offhand, but I checked it right before the show. It's 100,000. I'm sorry, 113,320.
All right.
Not bad.
if everyone who hears this show would send us a dollar in the
PayPal.
That'd
be beautiful. Yeah.
We could make a big difference.
Oh, yes, we can.
And believe me, we would.
We're not just taking the money to just shove it in our pockets. No, we want this for people to get them out of nursing homes. That would be awesome.
There's not going to be any big fancy building.
No.
There's not going to be any big ass fancy salaries.
No.
You know? The money is going
to
be used to liberate people.
That's right.
And if you want it specifically used for the nursing home, put that on your donation. Make a note. Nursing home.
Right.
You know, get rid of.
We have a couple issues that we're covering, just to the guide dog issue and the nursing home. To specify what you want your donation to go to.
We want strict enforcement of the ADA.
Right. And we have another.
Those are the three main
ADA
issues.
Right.
And we have approached Congress on all three, and not a damn thing is being done.
That's right. It's like we're talking to a brick wall, would probably answer faster. Sorry,
no, the politicians are horrible.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they don't give one damn about the people that
are
in nursing homes.
They don't give a damn about us. Sometimes
or denied
like,
service dogs or the enforcement of the ADA. They don't care about
that
stuff.
Right? It's like talking to the brick wall, really. Sometimes.
All right. Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night.
Yes, we will.
8 to 9.
Yeah.
With our show, we can't live a normal life when you're disabled.
No, we can't.
We'll explain all that. We'll tell you why we believe that. And
that's
what the agency should be doing about it.
Yeah. That's true. So,
and what we're doing about it.
Yeah.
And how they should be helping us.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Our Inner Sight number, let me give the number again, 631-224-3090. We got a few minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
So however you want to use
end
them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we've been doing a lot of things to try and get people out of nursing homes, and we've been also have one person who actually is like in an ombudsman position, right? What's her name? Alicia or Alex or something like that. She's helping us also while we're getting information, which is very, very good. She helps us. Then, like we said, Tracy's helping us. And we're probably getting really good information from all of them. And people who have been in nursing homes, like myself, like Mary with her mom has been in nursing homes. Then we've got not Maureen. What's the other one? We've got a lot of people in nursing homes that are actually helping us get information and help us, you know, with this project. So if you have any family members in, you know, needing assistance, please call us. We really want to help. And we really want to do things to help your family. All right, so that's my main. Okay, we have 90 seconds. And I just like to say we really want to help and give us a call. The number, like Frank said, is 631-224-3090. And goodbye. We are saying, you know, goodbye. Just give us a call.
All right, goodbye, world. We'll see you tomorrow night. Inner Sight.
Yes, we will.
Means freedom, advocates for the disabled.
Advocates for the disabled. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye, Inner Sight. Bye-bye.